here's someone from Queensland, a student who's planning living on Mars and growing food there. Ambition like no other.
I myself have sat on the beach and stared into the night sky and wondered, what is out there? Everyone has dreamed if they can one day live among the stars and on different planets. But the question I asked myself was, how are we going to live out there? Hello, my name is Luke Sturtis. I'm currently enrolled in the Bachelor of Biomedical Sciences at the University of Queensland. I graduated last year from St. Lawrence's College, Brisbane, where my friends and I asked what it would take to live on another planet. Whilst in high school, I participated in the International Space Settlement Design Competition. The competition is run by a panel of NASA and Boeing engineers who are designing what we'll be travelling to other planets in and living on once we arrive. The experts in the field of space travel and settlement design offer their time and expertise to the competing students. At the finals, which are held in Houston, Texas, the students are asked to design a fully functional settlement in 40 hours. The design of the settlement is broken into four major sections: structural design, operations management, human development, and automated systems. So as I was designing a new technique for growing barley on the Martian surface, one of the competition organisers, Dick Edwards, who worked on the Apollo missions to the moon, wanted to know if my idea was going to work, because if it didn't, he said, the settlement on Mars wouldn't have enough food to support the residents aboard. I realised at that moment that although it was only a competition, this was the future of mankind. After returning to Australia with a second place for our efforts, I was asked if we can one day live in space. I realised that it really isn't a question of if we can live in space, more of a question when. With the population of the Earth increasing at such a rapid rate, we are in constant need of supplies and land. To meet these needs, we are looking into the skies once again. Governments and corporations such as NASA and Boeing are beginning to explore the galaxy in search of resources and viable planets to live on. Our closest neighbour, Mars, has been of great interest for a number of reasons. From studying the red planet, scientists believe that Mars is very similar to Earth in terms of gravity, livability, and water supply. Also, our observations of Mars don't show any sign of alien life forms that may enslave us upon landing. So why do we still have our feet on the ground? This is mainly due to financial and technological issues. One of the major technological issues is how to transport the materials and personnel to the location in an efficient and safe method. At the competition, this is just one of the issues that the teams are required to design and plan. The Challenger disaster clearly demonstrates the dangers of space travel and living and reinforces the importance of safety in both the competition designs and real-life space travel. The International Space Settlement Design Competition is providing students from around Earth real-world work experience, which is quite literally out of this world.
Luke Sturgis from the University of Queensland, you're a student. You talked about growing barley on Mars. What was your design? How do you grow barley on Mars?
The design was to grow the plants in waterponics, where the plant was grown in heated water, which supplied it also with minerals.
A sort of hydroponic with warm water?
Yes, basically. The main problem of growing any crops on the Martian surface is because of the extreme temperature changes. The temperatures on the surface fluctuate from extreme heats to freezing colds, which would ultimately kill the plants.
But you wouldn't have it out in the open, would you? You presumably have it in some sort of big tent.
Yes, sort of like a greenhouse. Another major issue is that of sunlight. The Martian surface experiences severe dust storms which can blow in and block out natural sunlight for over several months.
So your idea of growing barley was considered a go, was it? It could actually work?
From the judges, they were very happy with it. I think it covered the major issues of growing barley.
Now tell me, if you were offered in a few years' time a chance to go and be a farmer on Mars, would you accept the challenge?
I think anybody would accept the challenge.
I wouldn't accept the challenge. I would want to stay here because the chances of my getting back were pretty slim.
But how many people on the Earth could say they have been to Mars?
But who would you say it to if you couldn't get back? Luke Sturgis is a biomedical sciences undergraduate at the University of Queensland, and he's a braver fellow than some of us. Second in the American competition to design practical living on another planet. Next week, a final Martian venture and some of those nanobots planning to travel through your arteries and veins to keep them healthy. Production by David Fisher and Charlie McCune. I'm Robin Williams, and don't miss those human and fish brains on All in the Mind.